Good afternoon. We welcome you to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church. We are happy that you are here to worship with us. If you are a new parishioner, please contact the office or see a sacristan after Mass, and they will gladly give you a welcome pack. At this time, please take a moment to silence your cell phone. Today is World Mission Sunday. This is a great chance for us all to be missionaries with our prayers and financial support. Your generosity is appreciated. There will be a second collection for this purpose. Envelopes are in the pews. The Women of the Bible Study has begun on Fridays after Mass. The meeting is held in the parish office meeting room. The parish picnic planning meeting will be held on Monday at 6 p.m. in the parish hall, followed by the Knights of Columbus officers meeting at 7 p.m. Bishop Parks has asked each parish to assist with supporting the disaster relief fund for the recovery efforts due to Hurricane Ian. We will have that collection next weekend. Envelopes will be available at the doors of the church. All Souls Day on November 7th is celebrated with a special Mass to pray for our departed parishioners and loved ones who have passed away since last year's service. If you have a spouse, parent, child, or sibling whom you would like to include, please contact the parish office. Our condolences go to the family and friends of Marilyn Kennedy, who passed away this week. And now I will say our prayers. Prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and the other evil spirits who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry for banished children of the earth. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this hour of exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of our womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. Now we'll do the Catholic Ministry Appeal Prayer, which is located, the cards located in the pews. More numerous than the stars in the sky are your blessings, O good and gracious God. You have called us to spread the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, through our words and actions. Strengthen our faith and open our hearts to care for all our brothers and sisters, especially those who need us the most. Help us to understand the difference we can make, the love we can share, and the lives we can bring to Christ through our Catholic ministry. We pray that your grace and hope will lead us into your loving heart and hands. Amen. The intentions for this Mass is for Irene Espiritu, and our celebrant is Father Sojin.
Together. evening to everyone. Let's begin the celebration in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you. So many friends coming together as God's family. Let's acknowledge our failures and shortcomings before the Lord and ask His pardon and forgiveness. Let us all together say, I confess to Almighty God, and you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed. Through my fault, therefore I ask for the mercy of your Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord God. May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord of mercy, Christ of mercy, Lord of mercy.
The lowly pierces the clouds. It does not rest till it reaches its goal, nor will it withdraw till the Most High responds, judges justly, and affirms the right, and the Lord will not delay. The word of the Lord.
Our song response, the Lord hears the cry of the poor.
Thank you.
and dressed this man. To those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else, two people went to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself, "O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pray tithes on my whole income." But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends, 2 weeks in a row I have talked about prayer, you know. Last week we had, you know, this beautiful gospel passage about, you know, Jesus talking about, you know, the necessity of praying without becoming weary. And we saw, you know, we heard the story of that widow came and, you know, and talked to the judge and all that. That beautiful story about prayer. And, you know, in today's gospel we find another story, another parable, beautiful parable which Jesus said about prayer again. You know, and here we hear that, you know, two people, Jesus said, a tax collector and a Pharisee. And in the gospel we hear very well the Pharisee was praying. And his prayer is, you know, it's a beautiful prayer. There's nothing wrong with that, right? That prayer is fine. You know, he made his prayer. That's okay. You know, he made a beautiful prayer. And, you know, but the tax collector, you know, like, he also prayed. And at the end of the gospel, we heard the latter went home justified. Now, why? Why do we say that? Why did Jesus say that? You know, the latter went home justified. You know, the whole thing about prayer is, you know, in today's gospel, especially the attitude with which we pray. That is the important thing. You know, when we come before God, the attitude. Now, the prayer, you know, our prayer is kind of life. And our life is a kind of prayer. Can you see that sometimes? You know, that is what we really hear in today's gospel. You know, prayer is life, and life is prayer. You know, those people, tax collector and the Pharisee, came before God, and what they were talking about, talking to God, was about their life. You know, the Pharisee was talking about his life, and the tax collector was talking about his life. And there is a connection, always there is a connection, you know, our life and our prayer. You know, like always, our life is always fashioned by our life. You know, our prayer, our life is fashioned by, our prayer is fashioned by our life. You know? You know, suppose if you are really, you know, angry and divisive and all that, you know, like, when you go before God to pray, we can see that anger there. We can see, you know, there is divide, you know, there. And also, you know, if you are really judging and, you know, if you are condemning others and all that, we can see that too there. You know, when you go for prayer before God, there's kind of, you know, condemnation and, you know, judging and things like that, we can see. But at the same time, when you go before God to pray, you know, if you are going, you know, with love, kindness, appreciation, you know, compassion, you know, humility and simplicity in life. With all this attitude, when you go before God to pray, that really come out through your prayer. And that is why, you know, our life is prayer, and our prayer is life. And that is true. That is true. And it's like very often we all, and I'm sure we all pray. Everybody, we all pray in our own way, we pray. And that is why we come here. No? The Mass is the highest form of prayer is the Eucharist. That's the Mass. That's why we come every week here and pray. And, you know, we pray, and everybody pray. And, you know, suppose if you ask, what is the beautiful prayer, the most meaningful prayer that I can make in my personal life? What is the beautiful, how do I pray? You know? And, you know, like, I mean, there is no formula for making a beautiful prayer. You know? Like, there is no beautiful prayer as ourselves. You know, your life is your prayer. You just come before God and you just, you know, put it there. You know, and that is, and, you know, like, I mean, we always wonder, you know, like, I mean, hey, how do I make a beautiful prayer? How do I become more positive? People always say, hey, Father, you know, like, I don't know how to pray. You know, I don't know, you know, make a nice prayer. You know, like, how do I do that? You know, like, it's not only our problem. It's not only my problem. It's not your problem. No, it's everybody's problem. You know, look at the, you know, all the saints. Look at all the saints. They all had problem in their prayer life. Every one of them had problem in their prayer life. And we too have our own problems in our own prayer life. And, you know, like, and we have so many prayers in the church. You have liturgical prayers and, you know, rosary and things like that, and even like morning prayer, noon prayer, evening prayer, and all those prayers we have. You know, all those prayers help us actually. You know, help us to get into the rhythm of prayer. You know, that prayer. That's why we need to have a kind of discipline and a kind of, you know, once you get into the rhythm of prayer, you know, we just don't have to say anything. That is what St. Francis of Assisi used to do. You know, he used to just sit there and he will talk to the nature. He will talk to the animals and the animals will talk back to him, the birds, the animals and all that. And that is how he got into the rhythm of prayer. That is what sometimes, you know, we don't have to do sometimes, you know, much. I always remember, you know, in our seminary, when we were, you know, in the seminary, every month, at the end of the month, we have to, you know, give an account of your spiritual life. You know, every seminarian used to have a spiritual father. We can choose anybody from the, you know, from your college, and, you know, you will have a spiritual father. We can talk at the end of the month. You know, like, give a report of your spiritual life. How did you improve in your spiritual life, and what did you do? How is your prayer life, and all that. And I remember one day I went to this my spiritual father and I said, hey, you know, like, I mean, today I'm here. It was during my theology time, you know. You know, I went to him and I said, you know, I'm here. But, you know, like, problem is, like, I want to pray. I just go to the church, you know, the chapel, and I sit there and I pray. But, you know, like, I cannot concentrate. Does it sound familiar? You know, I cannot concentrate. I cannot pray. You know, like, there are different things, you know, thoughts and everything comes under a lot of disturbance. I cannot pray. You know what he said? He told me, Sojin, don't worry about that. Don't worry. The very fact that you are there to pray itself, that itself is a beautiful prayer. You know, it will come. You know, your disturbance and your thoughts and all those things will come and it will go. It will go. Don't worry about that. And I'm sure, as you sit here in this church, you know, you came to pray. And there are so many things going through your mind right now, right? And so many things. And the very fact that you came here to pray, this itself is a beautiful prayer. That is your life. That is your life. Your life, you really wanted to have that connection with God. You really wanted to have that communion with God. And that is why you came here. That's all it matters. That's all it matters for this tax collector. You know, from the heart of heart, he just, you know, thanked God and said, I am a poor man. I am a sinful man. Have mercy on me, God. That was his prayer. That was a simple prayer that he made. And that is our prayer too. Lord, I am a sinner. I cannot pray. I cannot concentrate sometimes. I go through so many things in my life. But help me. That is why we are here. You know? And therefore, my dear friends, you know, when you in prayer life, if you really struggling with all these disturbances and things like that, and if you really, you know, worried about, you know, to pray, how to pray, don't worry. If you spend some time, you know, if you just sit there to pray, that itself is a prayer. Sometimes when you take the rosary beads in your hands, and you know, you sit there come so many things, right? And you know, that itself is a prayer when you sit there. You know, all those things, as I said, you know, to help us. And therefore, my dear friends, today, as we return from this gospel passage, let's look into our own life and see, how do I approach God? With that, what kind of attitude? You know, do I really, when you approach God, do I really feel the need of God in my life? That is the most important thing. I want God in my life. I want Him to be there. I want Him to lead me, guide me, assist me. You know, that's the whole thing. That is the prayer. We don't have to say so many things sometimes. We don't have to say the whole, you know, liturgy of the hours, you know. And therefore, my dear friends, let us ask God's grace that, you know, that we just have that communion, that connection with God, you know, with the attitude of gratitude and also with an attitude of humility and simplicity in our life. Always remember that we are all human beings. We make mistakes and then turn to God. God is always there to raise us up.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God.
Prayers of the humble. We pray on this World Vision Sunday that we all will leave the call of Jesus.
We pray for Pope Francis, who has made the proclaiming of the gospel central to his mission, so that with the deep love for Jesus in his heart, he will inspire us all to be faithful to our mission of witnessing to Jesus Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all missionaries that their vocation to witness to Jesus is not just by words, but above all by words alive with the example of living a dynamic and compassionate Christian life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the world in which we live, that Christians will take the message and person of Jesus to the ends of the earth, so that all will come to know the liberating power of his freedom, peace, and love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for each other, that our lives as missionaries in our parishes will be lived in the power of the Holy Spirit. As we witness to Jesus in the wider community, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for those who have run the race to the finish and kept the faith, especially Marilyn Kennedy and Cassandra Petty, that they will be brought safely to the heavenly kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hold this pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Pray for our own families. For those who have passed our prayers. For those who are at the hospitals and nursing homes from our parish. Lord God, you hear the cry of the poor and show compassion to all in need. Strengthen all Christians with a compassionate heart so that we may be authentic witness to Jesus who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
During the preparation of gifts, let us sing together, Come to Me, number 463.
Thank you. on the offering, we make to your majesty that whatever is done by us in your service may be directed above all to your glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
Amen.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Amen.
It is truly right and just our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with the angels and archangels, thrones and dominions, and with all the host of power of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Saying, take this all of you and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis, our Pope and Gregory, your Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy also, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have preached you throughout the ages, we may merit to be coerced to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you. through your Son, Jesus Christ. To him and with him and in him, O God Almighty, Father, the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Divine teaching. Are you ready to sing? And safe from all distress as we wait blessed hope at the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Peace I give you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my home, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Amen.
Thank you.
display. May your sacraments, O Lord, we pray, perfect in us what lies within them, that what we now celebrate in signs, we may one day possess in truth. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My dear friends, as you have heard the announcement, our parish picnic and Monsignor Cummings Memorial Day is coming on November 13th, and everybody is excited and getting ready for all that. And so I just want everybody to become part of that. You know, really appreciate that we can do that, because that is what Monsignor wants. That's what he put in his will. You know, he wanted to have a celebration in the parish picnic setup. So that is what we arranged. So, you know, it will be a nice tribute, you know, for him. Like if you are able to be there and Bishop Lynch is coming, and, you know, it will be nice for us to someday come together and have a wonderful time together as one family. So please sign up, you know, so that we know how many people will be able to come and we can prepare food and all that. Sign up, you know, there are people outside there, so they will be, you know, you can sign up and so that we know how many will be coming. So thank you so much. The Lord be with you. And your Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go forth to the Mercy Center. Have a nice weekend.
As we present forth, let us sing number 561, 10,000.